So just allowing yourself to settle in the most comfortable way for you. Adjusting your body, knowing you can adjust your body at any time for more comfort. And as we begin to settle in, just allow your eyes to close. And let's begin to take those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are those deeper breaths that do send that message all around and all through your body mind to let you know now's the time for you. Now's the time for you to go within to that vast inner landscape where we can discover more. We can find out a little bit more about well-beingness and good healing and what's next and glimpsing the new. And as you allow for it, so it becomes. And let's bring now with your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, bring your attention to your feet. And let's invite and allow this comfortable, calm sensation as it flows all around and all through. From your toes to your heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you're releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfort all around and all through, a deeper inner calm begins to occur. And it grows more deeply with every breath. And this comfort sensation then continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Up through the chest, in a nurturing kind of way, all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you. Bringing you more comfort and more calm with every breath. And right into your shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top. Simply unwinding, untangling, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And this sensation continues flowing down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release now as you comfort even more. And across that upper back, as you turn attention there, flowing the comfort across. And down your spine, which strengthens that spine of yours for being on the valiant path that you're on. Courageous conquerors, are you all? Middle back releasing. And then deeper and lower, lower back releasing. Each breath taking you deeper. And from lower back, we send this comforting now all the way down, backside of body, to feet again. Now in a moment, not yet, I'll tell you when, but in a moment, we'll take one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, and you'll become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now placing your attention at the base of your neck, up over the back of your head, flowing that comfort up and over, around your crown, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing now and letting go. And now let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, just letting go now, twice as comfortably as you already have been. And just letting your mind drift and your body comfort even more as I continue speaking to you. For it's a beautiful, lovely experience to notice an image of yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase in that radiantly healthy image of you. And just noticing what it is about you that signals to you, yes, this is that radiantly healthy image of me. And you can see it, and you can sense it, and you can feel it. The radiantly healthy image of yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, getting ready to discover more on a journey today. But first, we want to reinforce that as you see it, so it becomes. So let's step into that image of that radiantly healthy you and look through the eyes of that image into the world and feel that comfort, that energy, that healthy rendition of yourself. And let's reinforce that with every step down your symbolic staircase now. With the left foot first at 20. Going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. Negatives have dissipated and disintegrated in the door of your imagination now. It now opens wider to the positive domain where you step through and begin to experience a beautiful day somewhere out in nature, walking a path on a journey of discovery today. And as you begin to walk this path, you begin to notice with any or all of your senses the day around you. While it is beautiful, yes, you might notice the gentle breeze, the warmth of the sun on your back. You might imagine looking to the right and to the left and noticing what is there. And perhaps at the left, you might notice some sounds of a gentle brook soon becoming a stream. And the path walks right along beside that brook that's now widening into a stream. And then as you stop for a moment and look down the way, you notice that stream becomes even wider, almost river-like, and does empty out into a larger body of water down the way. And so just enjoying the day, noticing any other fragrances that might meet your nostrils, walking the path as it meanders along by this stream that soon becomes more of a river. And as the bend in the path, so does the bend of the stream becoming a river now, so that at the next sort of rounding of the bend, you look and there in that curve of the land and the river, there is a most magnificent tree. Certainly a tree of age-old wisdom, stretching its branches high, high up, strong trunk, reaching down with its roots, some of the roots outcropped on the earth, but down, down deep those roots go. And you're noticing that the ground level is now a little higher up from the stream turned into river below. And you're nearing that place where the river soon empties out into that larger body of water. And as you come closer to the tree, noticing all of its splendor, when you're right up close to it, you might reach out and touch that trunk and feel the roughness of the bark against your skin. And you just want to walk completely all around it, really getting a good view of this tree now that you're up close and personal with it. For we are discovering about this tree today and all of what it may mean for you. And as you walk around, oh, you notice on the back side of the tree, there's like this kind of medium-sized cardboard box with a cord nearby. And it occurs to you, oh, I can just dump out what I no longer need or want, any of the clutter from my mind that I've been carrying around. I can just like dump it out into this box. It is an environmentally easily disintegrating type of box. And so it occurs to you that all that stuff you no longer need or want, you put into the box, you wrap the cord around the box, and you push it off into the river. And knowing it's biodegradable, it just becomes at once with the water, at one with it, and it just bobs down that river deeper and deeper out into the body of water. And you notice all that stuff you no longer need or want simply floating, floating, floating away until it just blips out of you. And now you can clearly feel free and open and available to turn and really come to know about this tree. Since you've released and let go of what you no longer need or want, let's really come to know about the tree. And one of the first things you do is put your back up against it and feel the strength of this tree. And you notice that as you breathe along with the tree, you can feel the pulse of the tree. And just breathing with the tree, looking up into its branches that reach way up, up, higher and higher, as though you can connect to that higher energy, seeing patches of blue through the limbs, through the leaves, knowing there's an unlimited sky above. And then your gaze drifts down to where you're standing, and you notice you're between a couple of outcropped roots. And these roots are kind of gnarled, but they go deep, deep down into the earth. And with your back against this tree, breathing along with it, you feel that solid strength of the trunk of this tree, seemingly supporting you at your back, as though some sort of wise guiding something right here, supporting you, assisting you in a kind of way. For as you breathe along with it, it's almost like you're at one with it. And so you begin to notice not only how big it is and how strong it seems to be, and all about it in detail, to the kind of way that if you were to talk about it later to a friend, you could. You might even be able to name the kind of tree it is. But it is clearly magnificent for you. And there is an essential quality about it that really grabs your attention. Perhaps it is its ancient wisdom sort of seemingly coming through, or maybe it's some other characteristic that essentially grabs you and sort of lets you know that it's your tree and that essential something that you're noticing, the way you might, just the way you might notice this tree for its essential something that speaks to you. And then you begin to be aware, if you kind of turn in looking at it, you begin to kind of be aware of how you feel emotionally by being with this tree. And you know what? That begins a kind of way in which you know you could communicate with this tree if you'd like to explore your imagination and begin to notice that, well, in your imagination, anything could happen if you let it. What if we could have a communication, a kind of conversation with this magnificent tree? And so you let the tree know how you feel by being with it. And you allow the tree to respond back to you in a way you can understand. Now, some of you may get actual words. Some of you may get a sort of feeling that tells you how the tree responds in some way. It's kind of a mind meld, but there is that possibility of communicating with this tree very really, very truly, very possible. And just notice, however it responds to you, notice how you feel by that response. And perhaps you might like to converse a little further and ask the tree, what matters most to you? Wonder how your tree might respond. Allow it to respond back to you. And maybe when you get a response and know how you feel about that, you might feel a little like you could share with it and tell your tree what matters most to you. For indeed, you and the tree are becoming closer through this communication. Maybe even more is to be understood. Perhaps understanding and acceptance are so important that we might just allow it through even more communication with this tree. Noticing how you feel all along the way as you continue connecting and talking with your tree. Perhaps you might want to find out if the tree has any need or any want, and you can ask the tree. And again, how does the tree respond to you? And in this conversation, just notice how it's feeling all along the way. You might even like to share with your tree what you might need and what you might want. For we're just taking a little time here to discover what's important to you about having this communication with this most magnificent tree. And then, you know, if we really wanted to go forward and discover even more, wonder what it might be like if we traded places, as though you could merge into the tree and become the tree. And as you become the tree becomes you, so that knowing if we do this, we'll always trade back places again. But if you'd like to, go ahead, become the tree, as though you could look through the eyes of the tree into the world. What do you notice from the tree's perspective? How does the world view look? If you are now the tree. And perhaps as you look through the tree's eyes back over at yourself, what do you notice about you from the vantage point of the tree? Looking through the eyes of this tree back at yourself. What are you aware of about you? And perhaps you might like to, suggest something to yourself about yourself. Maybe from tree's point of view, what would you as tree want to suggest to you? And then when you feel ready, perhaps noticing the energy of the tree, maybe even the mood of the tree as you are experiencing the tree in all its ways of being tree. When you're ready, move back out of tree, become yourself again, be all of who you are. You are you, tree is tree. And then begin to be aware of, what do you notice now about the tree? What seems to be your understanding of tree now? Perhaps by having become the tree, you might have found yourself a little different now. Or perhaps your view of the tree is a little different. So perhaps this is the time to sort of notice, well, what is the same and what's different now? Having discovered more about the tree, what do I understand more now? And maybe you might ask tree, have you any greater understanding of me as I feel I have of you? And just allowing this allowing your imagination to let yourself discover more. And perhaps now with tree, it might be just such a very lovely thing to stretch out in the beautiful grassy area that is right there around the other side of tree, where you can stretch out in the grassy comfort underneath the tree. And just ask this ancient wisdom tree, what else does it have for you today? Perhaps there is, now that we've explored and discovered more, perhaps there is more understanding, more acceptance. And perhaps there is a message, some sort of ancient wisdom that this tree has for you today. Something very specific to you that's stretched out in a very comfortable, relaxed way underneath the tree, who surely feels your deep appreciation for it, for this tree surely appreciates you as well for taking this journey today. And just as many times before, we do have a listening with the heart for some guiding information that often can come from images that appear to us in our journeys. Perhaps what may come from this ancient wisdom, magnificent tree of yours, as you listen from your heart, you'll hear in your mind what tree has for you for today. And just taking a few more moments to listen. Listen with your heart for the message to come through. You'll hear it in your mind. It wants you to know something specific for you for today. And as this message comes, or perhaps it comes in a few more moments, and as we know that sometimes messages come right away, but sometimes they do come later too, could be even in conscious outer awake life, it just sort of suddenly pops right in. Or maybe in a dream at night. Or maybe even just consciously, you're walking along or at home, and it sort of pops right into your conscious mind, the message from tree. But we do know it will come. Answers always do come through when we're seeking answers. And for now, as you still are stretched out on the grassy comfort underneath the tree, in the just right way for you to still rejuvenate, peacefully connecting even further with your tree in the way that's helpful to you. Imagining even a little bit further, as though you could take whatever came to you, the most important thing or the most interesting thing that came to you today from discovering about your tree, what and how would that impact you in your daily outer conscious awake life. The most interesting or the most important thing about your discovery of tree today. Imagine yourself going about in your daily life, how it might assist you in your well-being. What was the something that came to you in your discovery about the tree today that really means the most? Perhaps matters the most to you that you could actually bring to your life positively. A positive something that reinforces a well-beingness for you. And just simply just allow for it. Comfortably, calmly. Giving yourself the best of this experience to take with you, as in the good and the positive and the true of it all, knowing that it is ever ready, right there, always for you, bringing you a goodness, a positive, or a truth. And so, in full appreciation of this experience today, we sort of let all of what has come go down into the deepest, deepest parts of our deeper inner mind to assist us in well-beingness, in the positive present that affects the positive future forward. And that this whole experience is about that. Is about affecting you positively. And by being affecting you in a positive way in your present experience, it lays the foundation for positive future forward as well. And so for now, we're going to allow all the images to fade, but the strength of them stays with you. And as you drift a little deeper to reinforce it all now at zero, we begin to come up and out and bring back the best, the positive, the good, and the true from this experience now. At one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.